This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And last Friday night's tech night was a battle of the brands, and yeah, there were lots of different sorts of sets on show in the different eras of amateur radio. And yeah, I brought along my old Kenwood TS-120V and gave its history to everybody. Neville, VK5ZNP, brought his IC505 6-metre handbag set along and told us all of its qualities. And then Trevor, VK5ATQ, showed his lovely Yaesu FT7 and also an immaculate IC730 with a power supply. And then Graham, 5GW, gave us the rundown on his Flex radio and also his FDM SDR transceiver. And Adam, VK5GA, showed off his Electro KX3 transceiver and gave a rundown on all the features that it has. And then to finish off, Tony, VK5FBIC, showed off the club's lone radio, the Zigu G90 transceiver, and he played a YouTube video giving all of its features. This radio is available for newly licensed club members to have a short-term loan to get on the air and decide which set they would like to obtain. It is dedicated to the memory of the late Alan Merritt, Silent Key. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. Here is the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 29th of October 2022. The AGM will be on the 16th of February, and we need nominations for the position of President and Vice President urgently. Barry has decided it is time for him to stand down from the committee, and I've been the President for 6 years. I had to amend the Constitution to allow me to stand for the past 3 years. I'm prepared to stand for Vice President if no one else wants the position, just to help with any transition to a new committee. I'm sending out nomination forms for committee positions this week via a mass email. The AHAR's traditional annual luncheon will be held at the Blair Hotel on Sunday the 27th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be a very reasonable $35 per person, and you will have a choice of four mains and two desserts. Self-service tea and coffee will be provided. Please book with the treasurer Pat Store by email patstore@adam.com.au. Make sure you have the 16th of February on your calendar. That night will be the AHAR's AGM, and we need some volunteers for committee positions, as I've said earlier. The next RSL lunches will be on Friday the 11th and the 25th of November 2022, starting time noon. As a courtesy to the RSL, not a bad idea to book with me before the date. PhilStore@adam.com.au. Sassy is holding a final training session at the Girl Guides Hall on the 5th and 6th of November, before we have to abandon the shack. Our final day at the shack is the 21st of November. I've updated the AHAR's calendar on the website, and I have sent it out to the folk who are on my emailing list. Send me an email if you did not get this document. Well, that's about all for today. I'll see you all next week. VK5SRP.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. I've been waffling on about the 2022 legend of the Lakes Hill Climb a bit of late, and that has reminded me that I've not asked recently if any of you fine folk might have an older but working video camera that you no longer use. We have repurposed a number of Handycam-type video cameras to run from a 12-volt battery so that we can record video of most of the track up the hill. We have enough cameras to run the event at the moment, but as most of them are several years old, we do get failures. This means that we are constantly looking for replacements or even models that are later than some of the most basic ones. Obviously, we can't afford proper video equipment, but these old units have done a sterling job for quite a few past events. They have provided video of sufficient quality for race control officials to be able to see what's going on over most of the course, but we are always trying to improve the quality. So, if you have a video camera that you no longer use, we would really appreciate it if you could donate it to our group. If you can help, please contact Greg, VK5ZGY, via email to, in all lowercase, VK5ZGY@gmail.com or by phoning him on 0887258454. I repeat, VK5ZGY@gmail.com or by phoning him on 0887258454. This event is not very far away at all now, so we will be starting to lay out Cat 5 cabling runs and a lot of the other preliminary setup that's required for such a big event within the next few days. If you would like to be involved in this great event, please contact either Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango via VK5KET@wia.org.au or Peter VK5BE on 0427 897 119. I repeat, Andrew VK5KET via VK5KET@wia.org.au or Peter VK5BE on 0427 897 119. We are also looking for some people to operate video cameras over the 3 days of the event. So if you would like to help with that, give Peter a call on 0427 897 119. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.